Chapter 27. A recent historical writer has described the world of that time as one that believed in established words and was invincibly blind to the obvious in things. Certainly it seems now that nothing could have been more obvious to the people of the earlier 20th century than the rapidity with which war was becoming impossible. And as certainly they did not see it. They did not see it until the atomic bombs burst in their fumbling hands. Yet the broad facts must have glared upon any intelligent mind. All through the 19th and 20th centuries, the amount of energy that men were able to calm and was continually increasing. Applied to warfare, that meant that the power to inflict a blow, the power to destroy, was continually increasing. There was no increase, whatever, in the ability to escape. Every sort of passive defense, armor, fortifications, and so forth, was being outmastered by this tremendous increase on the destructive side. Destruction was becoming so facile that any little body of malcontents could use it. It was revolutionizing the problems of police and internal rule. Before the last war began, it was a matter of common knowledge that a man could carry about in a handbag an amount of latent energy sufficient to wreck half a city. These facts were before the minds of everybody. The children in the streets knew them. And yet the world still, as the Americans used to phrase it, fooled around with the paraphernalia and pretensions of war. It is only by realizing this profound, this fantastic divorce between the scientific and intellectual movement on the one hand, and the world of the lawyer politician on the other, that the men of a later time can hope to understand this preposterous state of affairs. Social organization was still in the barbaric stage. There were already great numbers of actively intelligent men, and much private and commercial civilization. But the community, as a whole, was aimless, untrained and unorganized to the pitch of imbecility. Collective civilization, the modern state, was still in the womb of the future. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.